Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
On this Monday morning, time for us to check in with Dr. John Brooks, infectious disease specialist at McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Dr. Brooks, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How goes the fight against COVID-19 locally right now?
So locally, it's going well. We had a post-Thanksgiving surge that many, many people had. We had many, many admissions, and that's starting to taper down at this point in time. So it's kind of nice for the staff to have a little breath for the moment. We're still very busy, but it's not quite like it was.
Let's just reiterate, we talked about this last week, but I think it probably bears repeating. If somebody feels they need to come to the hospital for something, COVID should not be a reason to not go to the hospital, should it?
Absolutely. We have more than enough capacity. The ER is open. If somebody is having chest pain or shortness of breath, if they have a high fever, if they're acutely ill, please come to the hospital. We have more than enough room to take care of the sick people.
Pretty amazing sight yesterday as those trucks rolled away from the Pfizer plant in the Kalamazoo area, rolling out across the state, across the nation. When are we going to see vaccine here in Port Huron, do you suppose?
So, well, I can tell you what the local plan is that we have so far. So the way that the government has done it, they released it to the state, and the state is now releasing it to hospitals and also to, like, nursing homes. So what I can tell you is my first employees will start getting their vaccine tomorrow if all goes right with the plans that we have heard so far. So we'll be able to start with healthcare workers, and then we'll be getting to our congregate settings. So that's going to be like the nursing homes, nursing home-like settings. They come next. There is not an infinite amount of vaccine available out of the gate. So what the plan was is to get to the healthcare workers who have had so much exposure, and then those that are in nursing homes, in nursing home-like settings, because there's been a lot of illness related with that kind of setting, to try to give the greatest amount of protection up front until the supply of vaccine catches up, so then the general public can start getting it. We're thinking it looks like February is when the general public will have wide availability.
And how will we know when it's available and when we should start calling our doctor? I say that just so that we know how to proceed.
Sure. So I think part of it's going to be pretty clear from the news media as it comes out where it's going on. And I know Dr. Mercantant, who runs our local health department, she is the lady that's in charge of our local health department here in St. Clair County, and she will give good communication to we, the residents of St. Clair County, as it becomes available. It looks like the health department will be in charge of getting those clinics ready. Remember, these first couple of vaccines have something called cold chain storage, so it requires a lot of work to do that, so it requires a special setting. It does look like there have been some partners with the government, with Walgreens and CVS, so it looks like there'll be some opportunity through those partners also here down the road.
This is pretty exciting news. Tell us what you know about the vaccine, about how effective it's likely to be, because I know people have a lot of questions about it, whether it's going to be safe, whether they should get it. Do you tell people about the vaccine?
So at this point in time, yes, it's new. It's a new type of technology, but that's actually what's so great about it, because it is so effective. Well, we've gone through now that we've had a chance to see the Pfizer, because that's the first one that's coming through, is the Pfizer vaccine. And when we've had a chance to look at that data, most scientists that have been looking at this look and say, wow, the study that they put together was so well designed, and the outcome has really been fantastic beyond what was expected. About 95% of the people that received the vaccine are protected. So there was a way that was done in the study. So they vaccinated 36,000 people in multiple parts of the world up front, and they looked and said, okay, how many of these people actually ended up getting COVID? So for every 100 people they thought would have gotten COVID, only 5 did. So that means a 95% protection. So this is a highly effective vaccine. It's actually more effective than some of our old standard vaccines that we have. And as far as safety, from everything that was seen in the studies so far, other than feeling kind of like when you get a flu shot, a bit of a sore arm, and some people do feel a few little symptoms after that, remember that's the body's immune response. As the body is responding to the new protein that was put into the body, it's going to make a response, and that response is going to make you have, for some people, the sore arm, and some flu-like symptoms, some achiness. Some people get a low-grade temperature. People just feel a little punky for a day or so, and some Tylenol or Motrin, and then they're back on their way. So, and that's the data that they've published, and it's very exciting.
We are just entering into flu season. Are we seeing cases of influenza locally? And how are people going to be able to determine, you know, if they're not feeling well, gee, do I have COVID or do I have the flu?
So most physicians' offices that are primary care doctors, they do have rapid flu tests in their offices. So that can be one of the things, because we can do a rapid test for flu, and that's been around for a while. Regretfully, the symptoms of flu and COVID are very similar, except the loss of taste and smell. That just does not happen with influenza. So, you know, if you have what feels like the flu but lost taste and smell, more likely COVID, and probably go that route. And the reason it's kind of important to know the difference is that influenza, of course, even if you've been vaccinated, we do have antiviral medication that can treat the flu, so it is treatable. So if you think you have the flu, you know, call your doctor, they can get some testing done, and then we can figure out by testing whether it's COVID or whether it's the flu.
You had mentioned, by the way, that hospitalization is down due to COVID right now. How long do people typically, and I know no two cases are exactly the same, but how long is a hospital stay if you require hospitalization? And for what reason would you need hospitalization if you have COVID?
Sure. Well, let's start with the length of stay. So what I can tell you is our normal length of stay for adults that are somewhat ill that come to the hospital is about 4 days. We're seeing about 6 to 7 days. So it is definitely a longer time in hospital. And that has to do partly with the treatment and the body's response. So people need to come to the hospital when they have shortness of breath. That is really the driving symptom that most people will then seek care with us. If they have a fever, they can treat that at home. But certainly, if you think you have COVID, you should be contacting your doctor, try to get some testing done, because testing, of course, then helps with quarantine. So we try not to have the spread. We're trying to do the reduced transmission throughout the community, and that's where the quarantine comes into play. So that's why testing is somewhat helpful.
Knowing that the vaccine is on its way, that's got to give you a sense of hope at this point.
Yeah, absolutely it does. And I just think that we have to sit and think about the world and where we've been in the past. The last vaccine that was developed de novo from the very beginning took 4 full years. If you sit and think about this, we really kind of knew about COVID in January, February. So in less than a year, we've been able to develop the technology to come up with a safe and effective vaccine that within the next several months, there'll be hundreds of millions of doses available for us. It's really, truly remarkable science.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Doctor, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Hang in there. We'll talk again very soon.
Thanks, Paul. Good day.
All right. Bye-bye.